Scenic Drive, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. Is this on? I can't tell. The little light isn't on. I'm hoping it's on. I hope you can hear me right now. I wanted to start off today's show by saying thank you very much to everyone that donated to CITR's third annual fund drive. We managed to raise over $21,000. That is so much money. I'm just blown away by the amount of community support that we've received. So thank you so much to everyone that called in and donated for the last 2 weeks or so. What else can I say? If you didn't get to donate this year, there's always next year, right? And you know what? We're going to keep you updated with the improvements that we see around CITR. And you know what? Maybe we won't even have to tell you about the improvements because you will be able to hear it. You'll be able to witness the improvements yourself. You'll notice a better listening quality. Maybe we'll get new equipment, a better online experience. Maybe our website will get upgraded as well, as will our podcast. Oh God, there's something in my eye. All right, I started off today's show with The Descendants off of their album I Don't Want to Grow Up. The song is probably one of my favorite songs ever. It's called Silly Girl. And the song right now playing in the background is called Christmas Vacation, coincidentally. You know what? At the end of Duncan's pre-recorded show, played just a couple minutes ago, he started to mention his holiday schedule. And I started to look at the calendar and realized that in 3 weeks, three Thursdays from now, It is December 25th, which for me is Christmas. Might not be Christmas for you. Maybe you don't celebrate the holidays. Maybe you celebrate something different. But for me, stoked on Christmas. That's in 3 weeks or so. And the sub will be closed, so I won't be doing my show on Christmas Day, which may or may not be a good thing. It's probably a good thing. And so potentially there's two shows between now and then for me to pack in holiday music. I'm trying to get used to saying holiday music. And so I'm going to start now. I'm not going to do a whole show of holiday music, but I'm someone that gets really excited about the holiday season. I may have talked about this before, but there are very few things in this life that make me happy, and Christmas is one of them, so just let me have this, okay? Just let me have this. I have carols on my iPod year-round, so that's any indication of how much this means to me. There you go. So, maybe I'll throw in a couple holiday-related punk rock songs I have on my iPod today. Yeah, I definitely will. But for now, I'm going to play some Me First and the Gimme Gimmes. If you wanted to call me here in the studio, do so. Wait a minute. How am I supposed to do a best of 2008 show? Because the Thursday after Christmas is January 1st, which means we'll be closed as well. I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out somehow. I don't know. So I'll play some Me First and the Gimme Gimmes. You can give me a call here in the studio at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR if you want to place a request or just talk, whatever. And you can check out my playlist online, as usual, at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com, which is updated regularly. And you can even download podcasts for this show and a buttload of other shows through our website, which is www.citr.ca. So once again, thank you very much to everybody that donated to our fund drive. This is Me First and the Gimme Gimmes on We All Fall Down.
La 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 music.
For $15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
Every year after Halloween, once the pumpkins get tossed, Mint Records puts on a ridiculously early Christmas party. This year, we've got two nights planned. Night one is on Friday, December 5th, Nardwar Night with the Goblins, Kelarissa,
Lois, the Pack AD, and the Evaporators.
Nardwar will be showing his video vault of classic interviews, including Snoop Doggy Dogg, Marilyn Manson, Iggy Pop, and lots more. The show is all ages at the Ukrainian Hall, and it starts at 7 p.m.
Night 2, Saturday, December 6th, is the 9th annual Ridiculously Early Christmas Party with Vancouver, Bella, The Awkward Stage, Young and Sexy, Hot Panda, The Rambling Ambassadors, and Novelero. This is a licensed 19-plus event at the Cambrian Hall, and it all starts at 7 p.m. All door proceeds will go to the Canadian ALS Society, and the first 75 paid entrants will receive a mysterious gift. Tickets are available at Red Cat, Scratch, and Zulu Records, and are $8 in advance or 10 at the door. Merry Christmas, and we'll see you there.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. That was a PSA for the Mint Records Ridiculously Early Christmas Party. I'm okay with that. If you're listening, I just went on about how much I love the holiday season. So I'm okay with a ridiculously early Christmas party. My neighbors next door have this... they have a lot of lawn space, but I moved into this place like a couple months ago, maybe like September or so, just in time to see them decorate for Halloween. And it was overwhelmingly amazing, sometimes really cheesy. They just had like way too many decorations. Like, they're one of those houses that when you drive by, you can see their decorations from a mile away and you're like, oh God, they're one of those people. And they have started to put up their Christmas decorations. It's been taking them, like, I've been watching. It started like a week and a half ago where they put up the lights and then they put up the garlands around the yard to kind of like mark the boundaries with like little icicle lights. And this morning they put up reindeer in the lawn and also a giant inflatable reindeer that has to be like powered by an outdoor generator during the day and it's shut down at night because it's such like an energy vortex. And a giant Santa Claus that hangs from the roof of their house. And that's only a third of what they're putting up because there's still a lot of space left. And it's kind of funny, kind of cool, and kind of overwhelmingly nauseous at the same time. I don't know. You have to see it to believe it. But tomorrow night, the Mint Records Early Christmas Party begins. It's a two-day event. Tomorrow night is the Nardwar Night featuring the Evaporators, the Pack, Kelarissa, the Goblins, and a special guest. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be party, and I'm going to be there. I just found out about it maybe 5 minutes ago because apparently I have been living under a rock. I don't know how I haven't heard of this so far because of all the time that I spent here at CITR, but apparently I totally just missed out or something. But I found out about it now, and that's the important thing, so I'm telling you about it. I'm telling you about how awesome it's going to be. And if you want to go, I have tickets to give away. I'm going to be there. You can come hang out with me. We all know how awesome I am. I don't know. I just want you to come because I have no friends, and so I need somebody to hang out with. Give me a call here in the studio at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR, and we'll hook you up with tickets, and it'll be awesome. Tomorrow at the Ukrainian Hall to see Nardwar and a whole bunch of others. And a special guest. Trust me, the special guest is awesome. So give me a call, 604-822-2487. For now, I'm going to get to some of that holiday music that I was talking about a while ago. This is Nerve Herder on We All Fall Down.
has a stovepipe hat, and Rudolph's nose is red. Santa's got a mullet sitting on his head. Mighty sharp. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. Hello. I just played The Sword off of their album Gods of the Earth. That song was called To Take the Black. Before that, some brand new stuff by The Bronx off of their latest self-titled album. The song was called Past Lives, and Bryce informs me that The Bronx are going to be releasing a mariachi band CD in the near future, maybe in the new year or so. And apparently what they did was they covered their own songs mariachi band style, which sounds amazing? Question mark? I listened to an entire mariachi band CD once. It wasn't the Bronx one. And I'm having a very hard time imagining something like that, so I guess I'll just have to wait and hear it for myself. But I listened to an entire mariachi band CD once, and it was a bit over an hour, I believe. But I was also having a taco eating competition at that time, and so I'm associating that album and those sounds with feeling not so great at the same time. Maybe that's why I'm a bit apprehensive about this. I don't know. Possibly. Before The Bronx, I played Strike Anywhere off of their album Dead FM. That song was called Speak to Our Empty Pockets. Prior to that, Living with Lions off of their album Make Your Mark. That song was called Wrong Place, Right Time. Prior to that, King Khan and the Shrines off of The Supreme Genius Of. That song was called Torture. And I started off that set with Nerf Herder off of... Where did I find that? I think I just downloaded that off of the internet. Not gonna lie. That song was called Santa's Got a Mullet. Wow, totally forgot what I was going to say. Damn it. Well, that's all right. That's okay, because it happens. I'm going to tell you about some shows coming up, though. Something I haven't done in a while. Maybe it's because, for the past 3 weeks, I was talking about the Fun Drive. Right, so I just kind of cut out concert listings because I wanted to talk about the Fun Drive. So how about some shows coming up that maybe you'd be interested in? Maybe you haven't heard of. I realized when I was looking up concert listings that I myself have not been, like, keeping myself updated with show listings, so a lot of the things I was writing down, I was like, oh, rad, they're coming to town. Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, this has probably been announced for a while. Oh, I should really try to keep track of these things. But anyways, like I said a while ago, Mint Records is hosting their Ridiculously Early Christmas Party. It's happening tomorrow night and also Saturday night. Tomorrow night at the Ukrainian Hall, and I believe Saturday night at the Cambrian Hall? I should look this up. But anyways, the show happening tomorrow night, Ukrainian Hall, is the Nardwar show happening with the Evaporators and the Goblins and a special guest. It's going to be awesome. This show is all ages. The show on the 6th is a licensed show, so that means 19 plus. So if you wanted to go celebrate Christmas with Mint Records and you're not of age, head out to the Ukrainian Hall tomorrow night. Another show happening tomorrow is the Dead Ghosts are playing with the Vicious Cycles. That is happening at the Sweatshop. It is the Mongrel Zine issue number 4 launch party, is what the poster says. Something else that's going on tomorrow night as well. Tomorrow is a busy night. And if I'd mastered a whole space-time continuum thing, maybe I could be at 3 places all at once, but I can't. So, tomorrow night, Textbook Tragedy also playing with Horizons, Doom Cannon, and Above This City. This is happening at the Biltmore Cabaret. This weekend, the Black Dahlia Murder are coming to town. They're playing with Soylent Green. That is happening December 7th at Richards on Richards. Fake Shark Real Zombie are playing December 10th at the Biltmore Cabaret. What else is going on? Hit the Bricks is playing with A Crow's Glory, also at the Biltmore, December 18th. Dragon Force is coming to town the next night, December 19th. They're playing an all-ages show with Power Glove at the Croatian Cultural Center. Obviously going to be an entertaining show. The Meteors are playing January 12th at the Balmoral. That's next year. 2009 is a lot closer than I thought. At some point, I think Loverboy's playing some shows in there, but I'm not going to get into that. Cradle of Filth is coming to Vancouver. They're playing with Satyricon and Septic Flesh February 2nd, Commodore Ballroom. Is that Commodore? I think I said Commodore. Agent Orange is playing February 22nd. There. Oh, that's my birthday! At the Balmoral. I don't know if I'm going to go to the Balmoral for my birthday, but Agent Orange are pretty awesome. And the Taste of Chaos Tour is returning to Vancouver beginning of next year. March 30th at the Commodore Ballroom. And the only reason I'm really announcing that is because the Cancer Bats are playing this year, which is awesome. I think Thursday and another band. I don't remember. There's always a whole bunch of like hardcore and like metalcore bands that play Taste of Chaos, but then in my opinion there are also a whole bunch of shitty bands that play, but that's just me. It's just my opinion. That's happening next March or so. That's all the shows I kind of looked up. I was expecting there to be more holiday shows, but maybe I just didn't delve deep enough into the furthest reaches of the internet. I don't really know. I'm really tired and I'm really hungry. But right now, I am going to get some new stuff by the Transmitters. Yes, I am. If you want to give me a call here in the studio, you can do so at 604-822-2487. Tell me about how much you don't like Christmas. Or maybe you do. Maybe there's someone out there that enjoys the holiday season as much as I do. Because I am constantly surrounded by a bunch of grouchy people that don't want to hear about the holiday season. They don't want to see any decorations, and they don't even want to be a part of like the whole advent calendar thing. There's chocolate in the advent calendar. What's wrong with that? You don't like it because it has chocolate? I don't understand. Anyways, this is the Transmitters on We All Fall Down.
Just the other day, I took a walk the gravely street. And just the other day, sat with the
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This has been We All Fall Down. Thank you very much to everyone that listened in and called in as well this week. You guys are awesome. You can check out my playlist online, as always, at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com and download podcasts, aka a digital copy of this show, at our website, which is www.citr.ca. I hope to see you all out tomorrow night at the Ukrainian Hall for the Nardwar night. It's going to be a good time. It's all ages. Robin's show is coming up next. The Ink Stud show starts at 2 o'clock, a couple minutes after 2. He's not here today, but the show is pre-recorded, so I will be playing that for you guys. And then at 3 o'clock, Brennan and Cody are coming in to do Crimes and Treasons. So stay tuned to CITR. I just played the Dickies, their cover of Silent Night. Before that, I don't remember what I played. I played R. Mercury, from their album From Below. That song's called Shauna Don't Wanna. And I started off that set with the Transmitters off of their self-titled EP. That song was called Just the Other Day. So let's get to... What did I say I was going to play? I don't even remember anymore. That's how awesome I am. Mind totally blanked. Anyways, Robin's show is coming up next. I'll be back next Thursday, guys. Maybe doing my best of 2008 show if I get my shit together properly. Have a good week, guys. Back next Thursday.
T-shirts.